Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Continuing with the issue of Pakistan now, some would say that the genesis of the Taliban in Pakistan and Afghanistan are from schools called madrasas, Islamic schools that are all over South Asia. Jarvid Sumru is a senior producer at the BBC Urdu service. He joins us now from Bush House in London. Jarvid, if I was a student in a madrasa, and I'll describe your experience in actually being in a madrasa some period of time ago. But if I was a student sitting in a seat in a madrasa this morning, how would my day go?
Well, the typical day starts with the prayers. You wake up around 5:30 or 5:45 in the morning, and you quickly wash yourself and go to pray, basically. And after your prayer, you come back and have your breakfast. Then you go to the classes, learn Islamic teachings and fiqh and fatwa and other courses, come back to your home, have your lunch, and then have a nap for about half an hour or so. Then there is an hour or so for the play time. You go, you play, then you come back, do the second of the prayers. And then you come back and study a bit and get prepared for your third prayer. And then you go out for a little bit of playing again, and then you come back and do the prayer fourth time again. Then time starts for your debate, which is called takrar. Takrar means dispute. So that is a time when the students who've been taught during the day sit down and discuss the issues they have been taught during the day. So that is takrar, and then time comes at the end of the takrar, time comes for fifth and final prayer of the day. And you pray five times and go home or get into your rooms and sleep.
And
so
then
that's the typical day.
Started all over again. In 2006, you got permission to spend 2 weeks at the largest madrasa in Karachi in Pakistan. Did you end up learning anything aside from what it was like to be in a madrasa? And what is your feeling for the students and what they learn in schools like this?
Basically, I spent a fortnight inside a madrasa to do the documentary. So my prime aim was to do a documentary for the BBC World Service. I learned a few things. Like, the biggest learning for me was that I come to the conclusion that a typical madrasa education makes a person so narrow-minded. They've become so focused on just one aspect of their lives that they forgot and ignore, if you can say that. They ignore other teachings in their life, and they don't learn any other skills which a normal state-educated student will learn. So my biggest learning was that, unlike the perception of so many people in Pakistan and around the world, that students learn a lot, actually they don't learn so many things.
It's only religion?
Yes, most of the time it's only religion. I mean, they learn a few things, like they can write or they can read the local languages, but that's about it. They don't learn anything else apart from the religion.
Forget math, forget history, the narrowness of the madrasa schools. How many students would you say in that region that you were observing, how many students are in madrasa before we go?
Well, I mean, there's thousands in number.
Thousands.
There are 20,000 madrasas all over Pakistan,
right,
and about 60,000 students learn there.
Well, thank you for that window into the madrasa experience. Jarvid Sumru is a senior producer at the BBC Urdu service. He reported from Bush House in London. Thank you, Jarvid.